Ottawa, the Assembly of First Nations says the ongoing postal strike is delaying supplies of medicine and other necessities to rural and remote communities. National Chief Cindy Woodhouse Nepinak is calling on Canada Post and the Canadian Union of Postal Workers to reach a resolution to the strike, which is nearing 4 weeks. Negotiations with a federal mediator were suspended nearly 2 weeks ago. The union is seeking wage increases, a cost of living allowance, and more job protections. Canada Post says the latest proposals from the union widen the gap between the two parties. Woodhouse Nepinak says many First Nations people rely on Canada Post for prescription medications and other items. The strike has delayed the delivery of financial supports, basic goods, and other necessities, which is particularly challenging as families prepare for winter and depend on reliable delivery of necessary goods to maintain their well-being, she said in a press release Tuesday. "We are calling on Canada Post, CUPW, and the federal government to work together to reach an immediate resolution that restores these critical services to First Nations citizens and businesses while addressing the concerns of postal workers." Nathan Obed, president of an organization representing 70,000 Inuit, said earlier this week that some people have had to fly south to buy medicine. He said his group, Inuit Tapirit Kanatami, has sent letters to the federal government, asking it to intervene. The strike has affected other health services as well. The Ontario government is telling people not to mail in their at-home fecal immunochemical test kits for colorectal screening, but to instead drop them off at laboratory collection centers. This report by the Canadian Press was first published December 10, 2024. The Canadian Press.